The Rondo in F by Charles Villiers Stanford was played by Gemma Rosefield, with Andrew Manzi conducting the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Well, Jazz Lineup is next in a couple of minutes, presented by Claire Martin. So let's hear her now in her other role as a singer. Dong.
I've got a blue motel room with a blue bedspread. I got blues inside
and outside
my head. Will you still love me
when I call you up when I'm down?
Will you still love me when I'm down?
Please
come. I got roadmaps from 24 states.
I got coast to coast to contemplate.
Will you still love me
when I get back to town?
You and me were like America and Russia.
Always
keeping score.
Always keeping score.
And we're always
balancing the power.
That can get to be a cold war. I've got a blue motel room with a blue bedspread.
I got the blues. I got the blues. Inside and outside my head.
Will you still love me
when I get back to town?
I'm gonna love you when you're back in town.
Love me when I'm back in town.
Blue Hotel Room, sung by Claire Martin and Ian Shaw, who also made that arrangement. This is Radio 3. It's 9:15. Time now for this week's edition of Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's programme, the second instalment of a concert set by guitarist John Scofield, who mixes elements of jazz, rock and funk grooves. John Scofield's Uber Jam Band, and stay tuned for that concert music later on the show. Also on today's programme, I'll be previewing this year's Highgate Jazz with Soul Festival in the company of festival director Brandon Allen. But first up, a brand new release from the Gascoigne O'Higgins Quartet, who have recorded their second album of tunes based on the chord changes from standard songbook songs. Bassist Jeff Gascoigne is joined by saxophonist Dave O'Higgins, pianist Graham Harvey and drummer Sebastian de Crom. See if you can hear the standard that this track, Five Moods, was based on.
Thank you.
Written by Jeff Gascoigne, that was Five Moods by the Gascoigne O'Higgins Quartet, taken from their new release, The Real Note, Volume 2. And if you didn't spot the standard that tune was written over, it was I'm in the Mood for Love. And the album, which was recorded in only one afternoon last February, is out now on the Jazz Is It label. Well, when I first heard singer Polly Gibbons back in 2005, I was really knocked out by her. A pig farmer's daughter from Devon, she sung just like she'd stepped out of a gospel church from the deep south of America. I was intrigued and an instant fan, as was legendary Johnny Mandel when he heard her, quoting, "They don't come along very often, but this one's a star." Polly's influences are brilliant, broad and inspired, from the poetry of Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen to the bebop of Charlie Parker and the deep wails of Mahalia Jackson's gospel. This is a track taken from her later CD with James Pearson on the piano, who she also co-wrote the tune with. Let's hear My Own Company.
I'm standing around, I don't hear a sound, I'm staring at the telephone, I don't hear a thing. The thing doesn't ring, I'll face another night alone. Hold on, dreamer, it's not like your heart broke. Knock, knock, who's there? Remember to see the door. My coffee is hot, my job is not, my life is getting more mundane. I put on my face, but my head's in this place and I'm singing all the songs the same. You have got to listen, little dreamer. You're always trying to run away. Don't you know your head is going nowhere? I think of my life, it is gone in a trice, and I've got to face my company.
Polly Gibbons with the title track to her latest CD featuring the James Pearson Trio, and that was My Own Company. And that CD is out on the Diving Duck record label. Something brand new now from Swedish pianist Jakob Karlsson. His new CD will be released on ACT Records on September the 15th, and it's called Shine. He was voted Swedish Jazz Musician of the Year in 2010, and his playing has been compared to greats such as Keith Jarrett and Bill Evans. Karlsson has played with UK stars Norma Winston and Kenny Wheeler, and you might be familiar with his work with vocalist Victoria Tolstoy. But his new album is a masterclass in space, melancholy and sensitivity, blended with heat and passion. Let's hear his moving and fragile take on the U2 song, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
Thank you.
I've always liked that song, but given the Jakob Karlsson treatment, that U2 classic, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, really becomes something else. And that's taken from his new CD entitled Shine. Well, here's another artist who delivers a deeply personal take on someone else's music, this time from the pen of Leonard Cohen, and the singer is the great Dublin-born singer-songwriter Christine Tobin, who's been exploring Cohen's work for years, but has finally devoted a full album to him. Let's hear her heartfelt rendition of Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye, with a great bass solo by Dave Whitford.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses sweet and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Many love before us, I know we are not new. In city and in forest, they smile like me and you. But now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will all rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline to the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains or things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Say
The 2014 Jazz Vocalist of the Year is voted in this year's Parliamentary Jazz Awards, and that was Christine Tobin from her acclaimed album A Thousand Kisses Deep, singing Leonard Cohen's Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye with Dave Whitford on bass and Christine's partner Phil Robson on guitar. That CD is out now on the Trail Bell record label. But let's hear more from Phil Robson now, but this time with the band Partisans. Swamp is the fifth studio album since their formation in 1996, and they've been thrilling audiences the world over with their ferociously energetic performances of tightly knit themes and the great freedom coming from their years of playing together. So, from Swamp, let's hear the opening track, Flip the Sneck.
Thank you.
Flip the Snake from Partisans, taken from their new CD, Swamp. And joining Phil Robson on guitars was Julian Siegel on saxophone, Thaddeus Kelly on bass, and Gene Calderazzo on drums. That recording is out now on the Whirlwind label, and the launch night will be on the 29th of September at the Cockpit Theatre in Gatefourth Street in North London. Well, next up, I'll be joined by festival director and saxophonist Brandon Allen to preview this year's Highgate Jazz with Soul Festival. But before we hear from him, let's hear from one of the acts playing at this year's festival on Sunday, the 24th of August at Lauderdale House at 1 p.m. You can hear Jean Toussaint's JT4, and here he is playing Mood Mode. We'll be right back. Jean Toussaint from the album Tate Song, and that was Mood Mode. And Jean Toussaint is one of the artists playing at this year's Highgate Jazz with Soul Festival. And the director is here with me now, saxophonist and festival director Brandon Allen. Hello.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
Very well. Congrats. Another festival looming.
Yes.
Number four. Well, tell us about it and who you've got on the bill this year, apart from Jean Toussaint, who we just heard there.
We've added some new venues this year, and it's all based up in the Highgate Village.
If you don't know where Highgate Village is,
basically North London.
Okay.
And and you just go up the hill, and it's like a little breath of fresh air. Yeah.
There it is, Jazz World.
There it is, Jazz World for the bank holiday weekend. So but I'm very excited about it. We've got 15 gigs set over five venues with jam sessions every night as usual. Hopefully a sort of a plethora of jazz with soul artists, anything from tango to blues to funk to mainstream jazz to bebop.
Brilliant. Yeah. When do you start planning the artists? Because, I mean, this, as I said, this is your fourth year. I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger, more venues. I mean, world domination soon, I hope. And you're putting yourself on the map with the jazz festival. So as a director, how do you, you know, when do you start thinking about who to book? And how do you choose? Because so much great talent.
I think basically we start thinking about, me and my partner Abigail Boyd, we start thinking about the bands for the next year during the festival, because we think, oh, it'd be great to have them next year. Or some, you know, we run into. So it's basically people that we hear during the year, I guess. And there are people that we wanted to have the year before, which we think, well, we're going to definitely have them next year. It happens sort of quite organically. That's the sort of fun part, though.
Yeah.
Just sort of because you sort of put it together. And so we gave it quite a lot of thought this year.
So this festival runs for from August the 22nd to the 25th. And amongst the fantastic lineup, you've got people that I've never heard of, which is terrific. Tell me about Karina Piatti and Kerem Gunes.
Yeah, sure. Well, she's a lovely singer. She's from Argentina, and she sings a mixture of tango, Brazilian, other little bits of things from her travels around the world. And yeah, she had a lovely little trio, and I got a really good vibe off her. So this is kind of what I like to do, actually.
It's brilliant.
You meet somebody and they I get a good feeling about them, and also so it'd be nice to present something. It suits me, and they were really up for doing it. So and then Kerem Gunes, he basically leads the house band at the Blues Kitchen in Camden. So we're sort of getting a bit of a Camden sort of thing going.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Now he's a bass player that sings. That's quite rare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, bass player that sings.
He's a bass player that sings, and he's done all sorts of things at the Blues Kitchen, like tributes to various sort of James Brown and Jimi Hendrix and all sorts of stuff. But he's basically a session bass player as well. And they recently supported Larry Graham on his tour.
Wow.
So yeah,
he's going to be
a fantastic
good
guy. Yeah.
Let's see who else you've got. You've got the great Ross Stanley trio playing, and the wonderful Nita Wardell.
Yeah.
Tim Lapthorne, Ed Jones, that Sarah Gillespie we're going to hear in a minute. And then the Highgate Jazz with Soul Festival Orchestra.
Yeah.
Tell us about them. Obviously, you're in that.
Well, this is me sort of losing my marbles, I think. it's something I wanted to do last year, and this year I'd sort of done a little bit more writing and arranging, and I thought, well, let's go for it. And I found the right venue for it. And then my sort of, I'd been working a lot with James Torme, and he had some big band things that I thought I could augment as well. So it basically put together. So, and then I thought, well, we've got the sax section from the Super Sax band.
Wow,
there.
Yeah.
So I've got the sax section covered.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of hand picked all the musicians that I wanted for the band. Luckily, they've all
excellent
agreed to do it. So.
Of course they have. It's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And James Torme, of course, son of Mel Torme, he's really making waves in London at the moment, isn't he? He's singing around, and I'm sure he'll be a great crowd puller for you before your closing party. Brandon, do you think that your festival is going to attract people outside London? I mean, we're talking about it being in this lovely Hampstead village, but are people going to come from far and wide?
I certainly hope so. With my promotion stuff, I'm targeting all throughout the UK, obviously London, UK, into Europe, and even the States as well.
Great.
I've been sort of trying to push it. And the social media thing is a great thing, which we've sort of worked on quite a lot this year to kind of get the reach a bit further. I'd like to, when the ticket sales come in, actually, I do see people already, you know, coming from Yorkshire and down in Somerset. And last year we had a couple from Germany come. The encouraging thing is when people turn up, you know, I don't know any of them, so they're obviously hearing about it from somewhere. And it is, you know, hopefully going to be a sort of a major London jazz festival that hopefully people will kind of flock to, you know, once a year. So
well, it's a very nice part of London, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
I think so.
They won't be disappointed. Let's talk about the next artist that we're going to feature, someone who I've seen live who's just sensational. What a talent. Sarah Gillespie.
She's lovely. Yeah.
What day is she playing?
She's fantastic. She is on the last day, on the Monday.
The 25th.
Upstairs at the Gatehouse with her quartet. She's been out sort of, you know, pictures of her in Albuquerque, you know, doing shows out there and all over. She's a bit of a...
She's a one-off.
A road warrior.
Yeah,
you know?
She is. She really is. Well, Brandon, thanks for coming in and good luck.
Thank you very much.
I hope it's smash. And let's hear Sarah Gillespie taken from her album Glory Days. And this is Oh Mary. Sarah Gillespie, taken from her album Glory Days. That was the track Oh Mary. And Sarah will play the Highgate Jazz with Soul Festival on Monday the 25th of August. She's upstairs at the Gatehouse at 5:30 p.m. And our thanks to Brandon Allen for coming in. And for more information on that festival, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Trumpeter and broadcaster Lindley Hamilton has just released his second album for the Irish label Light Records. It's called In Transition, and it finds Lindley digging deep into the essence of his playing and placing great emphasis on melody and the honing of a sound. He's recorded 7 tracks on the album, all very beautifully played and recorded, but the one that caught my ear, which I've always felt had the capacity to be played by jazz players, is Rufus Wainwright's Dinner at 8. I love this tender rendition with Lindley Hamilton on flugelhorn. Let's hear Dinner at 8.
Thank you.
Taken from his new release In Transition, that was trumpeter Linley Hamilton with Rufus Wainwright's Dinner at Eight. And you can hear Linley broadcasting on BBC Radio Ulster every Friday night at 10 o'clock, where he presents his own jazz programme. Well, as that track showcased, inspiration for jazz musicians can come from a variety of places. Earlier, we heard compositions by U2 and Leonard Cohen given a jazz makeover. And here, pianist Jeanette Mason tackles not one but two compositions by David Bowie. From her new album, Deranged, this is her take on Ashes to Ashes, and This Is Not America.
Thank you.
taken from Jeanette Mason's brand new release, Deranged. That was her fresh take on Ashes to Ashes. This is Not America by David Bowie. Jeanette was joined there by bassist Sam Burgess and drummer Jack Pollitt. And you can hear Jeanette play at the Hideaway in Streatham in London on September the 7th, the 14th and the 19th. This is Jazzline up on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, coming up next is part two of our concert set highlights from in-demand guitar great John Scofield's Uber Jam Band. You may have caught highlights from this concert set a few weeks ago on Jazz Lineup. Let's continue with his exploration of rock, jazz and funk-based music. This was recorded on the 12th of November 2013 at the Jazz Dock Club in Prague and features Andy Hess on bass, Avi Bortnik on guitar, loops and samples. Louis Cato is playing the drums and, of course, John Scofield on guitar. And the band kick off this set with John's composition, Snake Dance.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Everybody. Dziękuję. Thank you so much. Avi Bortnik. Andy Hess on the bass. On drums, Louis Cato. And I'm John Schofield. Thank you, thank you. You make us feel so good. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
John Schofield's Uber Jam Band with Schofield's composition Thicket Alley ending tonight's concert set, recorded at the Jazz Dot Club in Prague. And that featured Avi Bortnik on rhythm guitar, samples and loops, Andy Hess on bass and Louis Cato on drums, and of course, John Schofield on guitar. And that set was brought to you courtesy of the European Broadcasting Union. For more information on John Schofield, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Considered one of the most fluent and imaginative British jazz pianists of the last decade, Andrew McCormack now resides in New York, and his latest CD has been gaining widespread acclaim by critics and musicians on both sides of the Atlantic. First Light is a well-crafted trio affair with US musician Zach Lorber playing bass and drummer Colin Stranahan. We featured the beautiful title track First Light before on the programme, so let's turn to something a bit more fiery, and this is Prospect Park. Thank you. From the new release by pianist Andrew McCormack, that was the track Prospect Park. And you can hear Andrew play at King's Place in London on Friday the 12th of September or in Wakefield on Friday the 10th of October. But that's almost the end of this week's Jazz Lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith tonight at midnight and Jazz on 3 on Monday night, this week presented by Kevin Legendre from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe with performances from Trio HSK, Playtime Trio and Edinburgh Quintet. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, Julian Joseph presents concert music from Chris Barber and his band, recorded at this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. But to sign off with tonight, a project that was a lifetime in the making, Edentide reveals for the first time the true voice of trumpeter Noel Langley as a composer, arranger and soloist. In 1968, at the tender age of 4, Noel began playing cornet in his local Salvation Army brass band, and now he's widely regarded as one of the finest crossover trumpet players in Europe. For this debut solo adventure, Noel's written 8 contrasting pieces that weave together in a seamless soundscape that almost plays like the score to an unseen movie. Playing with Noel are a stellar lineup of musicians, including the Stealth Horns, who you'll hear on this track, written by Graham Fitkin. The CD is out now on Santana Records. From the album Edentide, this is Glass. Till next time from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Glass, played by Noel Langley, ending this week's Jazz Lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. This is BBC Radio 3. Coming up at midnight, Jeffrey Smith looks at the life and career of Bill Coleman. But now, with the second of this evening's proms from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall, here's Christopher Cook.
Welcome to a late-night BBC prom that begins in the 18th century and ends, well, today. We've music from Mozart to Mason. Benedict Mason's Meld, a BBC commission, is being given its world premiere here tonight, together with Spinning a Yarn by the Romanian-born composer Dobrinka Tabakova, which showcases the violin and the hurdy-gurdy, and that's surely a prom's first. But first, Nicholas Collen conducts the Aurora Orchestra in a performance of Mozart's Symphony No. 40, one of three masterpieces composed in the summer of 1788, and his last but one symphony. Robert Schumann thought that this was a symphony full of Grecian lightness and grace. Closer, though, to our own time, it's been considered heroically tragic. The truth, perhaps, is that it's both serious and free at heart, music that smiles and furrows its brow. Will you please welcome Aurora Orchestra and their conductor, Nicholas Cullen, for a performance of Mozart's Symphony No. 40 in G minor. Mozart's last but one symphony, number 40, known as the Great in G minor to distinguish it from an earlier symphony in the same key. Nicholas Collin conducted the Aurora Orchestra. And this is a symphony that's moved composers quite as much as audiences. Beethoven copied out parts of it into one of his sketchbooks, and there are echoes of the symphony in Schubert's Fifth. And we, of course, heard that symphony, if you were listening, in the first of this evening's BBC Proms here at the Royal Albert Hall. Nicholas Collin, members of the Aurora Orchestra, acknowledging the applause here in the Royal Albert Hall. A young orchestra, they're just 9 years old. They've made a reputation for themselves in London and in Europe, and with a great mission to carry orchestral music to audiences and to people that don't always have an opportunity to hear that. So they play in schools, hospitals and the community setting. Dobrynka Tabakova composed Spinning a Yarn in 2011. And if spinning a yarn is about telling a story, then it's also about weaving threads together, which is what musicians do when they tell stories. The storyteller here is the violin played tonight by Alexandra Wood. But Stevie Wishart on the hurdy-gurdy has her narrative too. Indeed, it seems to take the lead in Spinning a Lead. As Dobrynka Tabakova has said, the turning of the wooden wheel brought images of a spindle and spinning wheel in the fantastical world of the Brothers Grimm tales. The violin melody is guided by the pulse of the hurdy-gurdy, spinning a phrase which gets passed from one instrument to the other. So, Dobrynka Tabakova's Spinning a Yarn. Ancient voices, you somehow feel, heard from the organ loft here at the Royal Albert Hall, with the bust of Henry Wood in front of tonight's performers up there, and he was surely approved. The violinist Alexandra Wood and Stevie Wishart, who played the hurdy-gurdy in that performance of Dobrynka Tabakova's Spinning a Yarn, a musical story that hints at folk stories and fairy tales. Giselle Lewis, taking a bow up in the organ loft. Well, I wish I could tell you more about what we're going to hear next, but the composer Benedict Mason is determined that his new BBC commission, it's called Meld, should be heard without any preconceptions, with, as they say, the proverbial open mind. But we can say that it's a world premiere, and that it's going to be performed by the Aurora Orchestra and the choir Chantage. So there are musicians and a score, and so a journey in time. And if you're listening on your computer at home, then you can hear Meld in 4.0 surround sound, which will give it an added effect. And you can also hear it in space here in the Royal Albert Hall. Since Benedict's most recent project is Music for European Concert Halls, it's a sequence of pieces that the critic Ivan Hewitt says have explored the way musicians bring to life the acoustic properties of a very particular space. Well, there are no musicians at all on stage at the moment. Meld, anyway, is a verb which is about merging, blending or combining, and it seems a pretty good description of this elusive composer's intentions. Well, lay aside your preconceptions, that's just about everything that I've said for the last minute, and open your ears for Benedict Mason's Meld.
Thank you.